Allegiance to the flag.
Let us pray. Lord Almighty, you are our strength and our hope. We join your people of the United States who this weekend turn to you once again in prayer, remembering 9/11 of a decade ago. We petition you at this time, trusting your mercy and love and asking for your guidance to face squarely the threats to peace and security of this land, and to grant us the commitment and devotion to serve you and our people throughout the land. Help us to meet the challenges and responsibilities of this new day, seeking to do your will as we remember all those who have fallen and died in you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Stouffer,
here.
Schmidt, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th, you're still here. Senator from Cape. A quorum present. The Senate is in session. Matt, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, first extra session, second day, Wednesday, September 7th, 2011. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Roop in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following prayer. Lord, the challenges keep coming, and we pray we are up to the needs that present themselves this day. Help us be mindful.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Forget that every once in a while. Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Heard the motion. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 34th.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 10, offered by Senator Schaff, an act relating to economic competitiveness.
Would you like to explain your bill?
The bill is self-explanatory.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Polk.
Mr. President, point of personal privilege.
Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last night in the early morning hours, I probably didn't conduct myself as well as I should on the Senate floor. last night, and I want to apologize to this chamber and to this body for some of the things I said. And I would also like to apologize to the senator from the 12th for some of the things I said and the staff for some of the things that they, I'm sure they overheard in that conversation. So I'd like to apologize for that, Mr. President.
On the order of business for introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from KTVI-TV, KRCG-TV, and Missouri News Horizon have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Senate is on the business of reports of standing committees. Senator from the 7th. The Senator from Johnson has the report. If you would, please send that forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report from your hardworking Education Committee.
Thank you for doing your homework, and please bring that report forward. Please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 1, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, David Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
On the order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill number 9.
Senate Bill number 9, an act relating to science and innovation.
Jobs, economic development. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, Senate go to the order of business of announcements.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to make this announcement. It's the intentions originally to take up the economic development bill today and debate that bill. However, several members have requested time to read through the economic development bill, Senate Bill number 8, with the Senate committee substitute. The bill has in it over 220 pages, and since the Senate committee substitute was available early this morning and sent out over email to each member, but several members asked that they have the opportunity to look through the bill and read through it. And of course, there's been issues in Washington, D.C. about bills that have come before that body and members of the legislative bodies there in Washington not having the opportunity to read through the bill and study it. And a bill of this magnitude and of this importance needs the attention of each member of this body. Each member needs to go through that bill with a very close eye and scrutinize it and make certain that they know where they stand on the different provisions in the bill and be able to come back and offer healthy debate on each provision of that bill so that whenever it comes out of this Senate body that we all can raise our head very proudly and say that we've done good work. And so with that, it's the intentions of leadership of this body to adjourn today and ask that the Senate reconvene on Monday at 4 p.m. And on Monday at 4 p.m., we'll have the opportunity to see if there are House bills that are ready for us to take up and deal with. And also the senator from the 7th, with her work and the good work from the senator from Johnson and others on the Education Committee, they were able to come to a resolution on the social networking bill. And so it's my hope that we can take that up on Monday. Of course, the floor leader and I have talked about this, and that certainly is his prerogative and his authority. But that is what the plans are, is to adjourn today to give each member of this body a chance to get the hard copy of the Senate Committee Substitute, which is the Economic Development Bill, give you the opportunity to read through it. It's a lengthy bill. There's a lot of complicated measures in the bill. It'll give you the opportunity to review that, to study it, to analyze it, and give you the opportunity to be prepared when you come back next week. And it's the intentions to take that bill up on Tuesday afternoon. So I believe that will give each member the opportunity to study it. I might also add that we have requested from the Department of Economic Development a REMI model type analysis of the Airtropolis provisions to see what kind of return we will receive as a state on each dollar that we invest in that program. And so it's my understanding in talking with my aide that the governor's office has said that model, that REMI model is complete and that it will be available probably sometime later this morning. And so in saying that, it's my desire, and I have not taken care of the logistics at this point, is to bring that analyst in to the Senate lounge to allow that analyst to actually go through the assumptions and what has been found in the REMI analysis, so that we will have also that information as we move forward on the Economic Development Bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Certainly.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, we're going to be, we have a committee version of the Economic Development Bill, and members are going to read through that and in detail. Are you, when we get back here, when we get back here on Monday or particularly Tuesday, if there are changes, are those going to be by amendment, or is there going to be potentially a floor sub?
Well, we're going to put out a floor sub, and we're going to make that available today to all the members. In fact, I think that is already, it has been sent to you via computer, but we will get the hard copy to you today.
Okay. So whatever document members will have, you know, to work off of, and it, we're not going to come in here Tuesday and have yet another version of everything, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Franklin.
May I inquire of the Senator from the 25th?
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Yes.
He yields, Senator.
Thanks
you may
for
proceed.
Yielding. I want to publicly thank you for what's happening right now, and just tell you that, you know, as one of the people in this body that has had some degree of reservation about this big bill, you know, I have to tell you, as we've gone through the week, I had a bit of a feeling in the pit of my stomach that maybe we were moving a little too fast. And some of the images that came into my mind were images that all of us have seen far too many times that come from news cameras that are focused in the chambers of Washington, D.C. And in Washington, D.C., they've kind of set this tone that says you can get a 3,000-page bill right now and vote on a 3,000-page bill almost immediately after that. And as we've gone through this process this week, I've had a little bit of a fear of something on a much smaller scale but similar having the possibility of happening here. And I just have to tell you, as a guy who sometimes refers to the goings-on of Jefferson City as things that would be similar to a circus, I just have to tell you that I am proud of the decision that has been made by this body. I'm proud of the decision that has been come to as a result of our majority leadership, And you and the junior senator from St. Charles, and even though I am a person that has had some reservations about this bill, I've got to tell you, I feel a whole lot better about the process right now, because when I'm driving home in a little while, you know, I know that all of us will be able to look our constituents in the face, and whether we vote for it or against it in the final product, we'll be able to look at our constituents and say, this is not Washington, D.C. We don't do business here the way they do business in Washington, D.C. In Jefferson City, we actually take a look at what we're going to vote on. We actually behave in a deliberative way. And we don't do the shenanigans that happen in Washington, D.C. And so I just wanted to thank you publicly for the part that you played in making sure that Jefferson City does not become a miniature Washington, D.C. And I feel a whole lot better about the way this is going, and just wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
Require the Senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Certainly.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Can you enlighten me a little bit more of who's going to do the Remy model? Who is going to do this presentation? Because as we all know, everybody can say what they want when they come to an economic formula. I would like an independent group that's going to give us this information that's not swayed by one side or the other.
Well, it is a... Oh, pardon me. Are you finished?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just didn't want to walk on you.
You didn't want to walk on me?
Speech-wise.
Oh, I was going to say you tried to make sure you were
I want to make certain that you were finished with your conversation before I started. The Department of Economic Development has a division, or they have a person or company that does that for them, and so that's who has done the analysis. Now, we have asked them to come to present that, not only just to show what they arrived at, the base data, but also the assumptions and what they inputted into the analysis to come to the conclusion that they have come to. And I don't know what it is. I haven't had a chance to look at it at this time.
Well, will that take... We're going in session Tuesday at 4. We don't know yet. The floor leader will make that decision. But will that seminar be Monday?
Well,
I take it it's a seminar for all of us just to attend?
That is correct. And
you don't
know. I thought it was supposed to be completed this afternoon, but my aide told me that they were going to have it completed before lunch and they could make a presentation this morning. So for those that can attend this morning, it'll be available. For those that can't, we'll make it available sometime early next week, probably Tuesday.
A presentation.
A presentation. I mean, I just hadn't had the chance to do the logistics and get everybody together. I mean, the people have done the data collection.
Right. Let me try to get this. There's a chance that there'll be a presentation today, or that presentation will be next week.
There'll be a presentation today, and there'll be a presentation again next week, probably sometime Tuesday.
Okay. Thank
you. And when I get the specifics, we'll distribute that to each member of the body.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the Buchanan.
To inquire of the Senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield, Senator from Buchanan?
I yield.
You yield, Senator. You may proceed.
Senator, have you ever been involved in one of your clients who was on their deathbed and you had to deal with the dynamic of the family and the patient and having, you know, just having to go through that process?
I'm not a doctor. I'm a lawyer.
No, but lawyers have to do that,
most,
too.
Most times when people come into the lawyer's office, they
feel... I want to tell you what this feels like to me. Because I was a hospice physician. I've dealt with this, I don't know, 100 times or several hundred times. And what happens is that the patient's going to die. And the family is gathered around the bed. The patient has a tumor. And they are going to die fairly soon. And the decision is, do we go ahead and give some chemotherapy for a few more days? And it's really frustrating because sometimes they hang on to life. The family members, let's give grandma some more chemo. Maybe we can pull her out of this. And I'm the doctor and I'm thinking, no, we're probably not going to pull Grandma out of this. The tumor here is erythropoietic, and I believe that the chemotherapy that we're doing is costing us about $25,000 a day to do this, to keep this alive a few more days. Do you understand that feeling?
Senator, I understand your feelings. I kind of echo what the senator from Franklin shared of the 26th. I have always said throughout the start of this that I believe that there is a pathway to success in this special session. When I started this special session, I talked about that. Our caucus has talked about that. I've shared publicly and privately where we're at. I think people are trying to take time to grapple in and around those issues. And I applaud what leadership has done by taking a deep breath, by taking a pause, and allowing all of us who have been elected to represent our areas of the state to digest where we are, what's going on, and then prepare for next week. And there are some people that are passionately in one direction, and some people that are passionately in another direction. I don't know if those two alternative universes can be merged or not. But at this point, I don't see any problems with continuing to move forward and get the REMI model analysis, to take the deep breath and to learn the information and knowledge that we've not had access to this point. And I appreciate the opportunity to do that and appreciate leadership's willingness to do that. Does that mean that erythropoietic is going to pass? No. Does that mean that erythropoietic is doomed for failure? No. I don't know. And because there's a lot of unknowns, and each individual member is going to have to make those decisions for themselves. But what I do know is, you know, there isn't a deal, and we're struggling to get through this. And I appreciate taking a deep breath, taking a pause, and letting us try to work through that and not adopting the philosophy of we got to pass this to find out what's in it.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I understand all of that. I sincerely hope that the chemotherapy works. And it's the exact same frustration that I feel as a physician. And I will tell you that if at the end of the week, next week, if the patient dies, the frustration, I will feel the same frustration in that we just gave another week's worth of chemo to this dying patient at the cost to the taxpayers, because they usually pay for the chemo, and in this case they probably will. And this is what I tell my families, you know, this is what we're going to do, you know, I hope it works, but you know, I'm not going to be holding my breath.
And I understand and I appreciate your perspective, but it is the family's decision.
It is the family decision.
So each member has got a lot of thinking to do this weekend, as I do. And I will do that. I will look at the analysis, and I appreciate the opportunity to digest that. What I have communicated to leadership, both publicly and privately, is I don't want to write a $360 million provision in the round room in a fencing contest, in a drafting contest, with lawyers that get paid by the hour more than I do by the year. And I appreciate the opportunity to digest this, get more knowledge, get more information, and I sincerely do thank the floor leader and the pro tem for taking that position and that step.
I agree with you. Thank you for the inquiry.
Senator from the first, for purposes of seek recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire the senator from Boone?
Senator from Boone, you yield to the senator from the first?
I do yield.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator, for yielding. Senator, I just wanted to get your take on, again, I think that as we work through an economic development bill and a tax credit reform bill that certainly a portion of our goal there is to have more budget certainty. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
I mean, what we're trying to get a handle on as the appropriations chair and somebody who serves on the appropriations committee is the idea that we have the priorities of the people every year, and often through our revenue estimates, it's like hitting a moving target. And one of the components of that is, of course, how much revenue is coming in and how much revenue never makes it into the Treasury because of tax credits. Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Right. The tax credits are taken off the top. So when we're dealing with a consensus revenue estimate, that's already taken off the top. That's right.
It's already taken off the top. So just for the sake of the body and those that may be listening, over the last number of years, that money that's taken off the top through the tax 61 different tax credit programs is roughly $500 to $600 million.
In that neighborhood, yes.
In that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as we look to the budget process that we're facing coming up in this next session, what do we estimate that our shortfall might be based on the way the revenues have been coming in?
Well, for 2012, I mean, keep in mind, we started 2012 with $159 million more than we budgeted for. We did the 2012 budget based on 4.6% general revenue growth. We only have to have 1.7% general revenue growth to meet the budget that we crafted in the legislature and gave to the governor for 2012. So actually, we're not doing too bad. I think we look at, you know, where we expand and the other things that we do and where we do cut back in some areas. But, you know, and I've been vocal about this, too, though, on the tax credit issue. It's not a zero-sum game. And if we are going to cut back on some of the issues, whether it be the circuit breaker or some of the others, and we're going to make those subject to appropriation or whatever we're going to do, we also have to look at, is that going to increase costs in some other areas? You know, are we going to be building Section 8 housing because we cut back on low-income housing? I mean, those are things that we haven't looked at that we need to look at. And one thing I'll tell you and one thing that bothers me is, you know, we've got the governor currently withholding $107 million from this year's budget with absolutely no legal authority to do it. $55 million of that is general revenue. I've got my school district rerouting buses and will not bus kids to school anymore who live closer than 2 miles, which has never been the case in my district because of the withholds on transportation. Yet at the same time, the governor calls us back and says, hey, we want an economic development bill. Why don't you commit $360 million at the same time that we can't even fund buses for public schools? So that's my concern. And there's a lot to work out in that appropriations process.
So again, I guess the reason I wanted to inquire of you as the budget chair is that as we do, or we try to move forward on this bill, and if one of our goals is getting additional budget certainty, if we make you know, a certain tax credit that's a big component of the savings subject to appropriation, mm-hmm. it's very difficult for us to get certainty out of that. Isn't that correct?
It is, and I guess your question is it better to look at return on investment by appropriating tax credits through the appropriation process or review here in this body? You know, I think we should have a rolling four-year review of all tax credits.
And then on the other side, the other tax credit programs, especially the ones that are the most utilized, even if we change the caps on those programs through this legislation, you know, now, when do we really realize any kind of savings or certainty, you know, as far as the revenue savings that will bring into the state?
It's long term. You
know, it's down the road, isn't
years,
it? I mean,
10 years down the road, right, because remember, you've got the three-step process. You've got authorization, you've got approval, and you've got redemption. So
right.
The actual redemption is where the money comes into play, and that's, you know, not 5-10 years down the road.
Right. And again, it doesn't mean we shouldn't be doing it or addressing it. It's just a matter of we have to be realistic as far as when we will realize, you know, those savings. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
The inquiry. Mr. President?
Senator from the first.
Could I speak on a point of personal privilege?
Proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. You know, first of all, I want to applaud the leadership and the members within my caucus that said this is a process that needs to slow down. And, you know, the governor called us in to special session to deal with, you know, a laundry list worth of different bills that couldn't get done in a regular session. I don't think they reach, Mr. President, the extraordinary standard of calling this body in. But I'll tell you what we won't do as a body. Because of some type of pressure as far as what it cost us to be down here, $25,000 a day, some say, if the entire General Assembly is here, we are not going to rush through the process of passing bad legislation that is not good for the taxpayers of this state, Mr. President. This body will slow down the process, and we will decide whether this is good business for the taxpayers. If it's good policy, and if it's good to change the statutes of this state. And if not, if a certain number of members of this body decide this isn't good for the taxpayers, then we may have to go home without accomplishing anything. And that will be a good investment of the taxpayers' money. Much better than passing a piece of legislation that is bad for the taxpayers. And quite frankly, from my point of view, and the 170,000 Missourians that I represent, I believe what we're doing in this economic development bill is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Because this is a race to the bottom, Mr. President. This competing with our bordering states and the idea that we have to continue to do it. How about if we just step back from this process and look at our tax policy as a whole and other policies that we may be able to do that don't pick winners and losers, that don't take the select few and give them a tax break, when I've got small business people in my district in South County that have been providing jobs for 10 and 20 and 30 years and have never asked the state for a tax credit to get the deal done? Why don't we step back and say, what can we do for every taxpayer in this state? What can we do for every business owner? What policies can we set forth that will encourage business to move here without us having to subsidize that business to start? I don't have any reservations, Mr. President, about us ending this special session right now and going home, getting our act together and coming back in January and saying, what can we do on behalf of the people of Missouri that makes sense? Okay? And quit chasing after this bucket of gold at the end of the rainbow. You know, every time government tries central planning, it fails miserably. You know why? Government is terrible at it. They don't know how the market works. They don't know how capitalism works. Government is a poor central planner. Just look at history. Thank you, Mr. President.
On the order of business of announcements, Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, on announcements, I'm going to go back to introduction of bills so that the Senator from the 14th can introduce a bill, and then the motion I will be making is for a technical session tomorrow at 3 p.m., and that is to receive bills that the House may send over. And then tomorrow the motion will be made for us to come in at 4 p.m. on Monday. So just to let you know, tomorrow, 3 p.m. for a technical session.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, Senate will the order of business. Back to the order of business of introduction of bills.
Introduction of bills. Hearing no objection, we're on the order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 11, offered by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to minority and women's business enterprises.
Would you like to explain the bill? Thank you. On the order of business of introduction of bills, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 3 p.m. Friday, September the 9th, 2011, for a technical session.
You heard the motion of the Senator from the 23rd. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Friday, 3 p.m.